This is Dr. Nalin Zawi. I'm dictating a note on patient Pan, P-A-N, Sheng, S-H-E-N-G-Y-I-N-G. Mr. He calls himself Shane, S-H-A-N-E. Shane is a 20-year-old Asian male who's studying engineering at A&M, who was recently hospitalized at a psychiatric hospital with suicidal ideations and depression, and was found to have high blood pressure, was given clonidine, C-L-O-N-I-D-I-N-E. In following clonidine, given twice in the hospital, he states he developed some chest pains. And off and on, he still has chest pains. They are located in the left axilla and over the left chest. He could not pinpoint any particular area where he had them. He denies any injury to the chest. This is his first visit with me, but he states he sees another physician, Dr. Vaginelli, V-A-G-I-N-E-L-L-I, in Houston area, and he states each time he goes to the doctor's office, his blood pressure has been high. The patient is in the wrestling, W-R-S-E-T-L-I-N-G, wrestling team, and he is a judo, G-A-U-D-O expert. He has one another sister. He's single. He states with his friends, he occasionally drinks alcohol, has tried to smoke, but that's not for him. He has used marijuana in the past, but only occasional, not on a regular basis, and he states he was concerned and he wanted to get it checked out. He denied any chest pains related to exertion or nausea or vomiting or diarrhea or abdominal pain. operations none. He's single. Family history non-contributory. His dad is an artist and doing painting and other artwork, and his mom works as a coder, C-O-D-E-R, at Tomball Hospital. he states he has one sister. He states he's from Taiwan, T-A-I-W-A-N, and he states Taiwanese people speak Mandarin, M-A-N-D-A-R-I-N language, but in the past, they spoke a different language, and he is able to speak their language. Physical exam reveals Mr. Shane to be pleasant 20-year-old, pleasant white male who is awake, alert, oriented, in no acute distress. He's not using any assistive device or ambulation. He's able to get on and off the examination table without difficulty. Head is normal, cephalic, pupils equal and react, into light, neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, chest is clear, heart is mostly regular, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, extremities of the pulse, no edema. I did not hear any murmur, I did not hear any rub. A EKG done in October showed sinus rhythm within normal limits. EKG done today also shows no change from EKG done in October of 2012. some early repolarization is seen. There's no clinical evidence of pericarditis. The patient had lab work done when he was in the hospital, admitted for suicidal depression, so he does not want any blood tests right now. Patient's problem is labile hypertension and chest pains, probably musculoskeletal, non-specific. the patient is very physically active and that activity does not bring any chest pains. He's not short of breath, his valves are unstable, he has a history of labile hypertension. So I'm going to get him started on metoprolol ER 25 milligram, half to one tablet a day. The use of metoprolol explained. I also started him on goji, GOJI juice, maybe 2 to 3 teaspoons first thing in the morning. The serial exams advise to go to ER should his condition change. He has been told that he may need a cardiology consult, he may need an echocardiogram, he may need an ultrasound of abdomen. If need be, I did write him a prescription of metoprolol ER 25 milligram to take it as once a day, but he is advised to take half a tablet a day. And it's ironic, ironic, that if we use only write down half a tablet a day prescription, the pharmacy will give him only 10 tablets for the similar price, just to help the patient out instead of paying repeated copay. This is what I have done. Thank you.